start an online business that's fun and profitable? Welcome to the Beginner Internet Business Podcast, the weekly online show that gives you the inside scoop to making real income online. And now, here are your hosts, Jonathan Taylor and Russell Portwood.
Well, welcome to another week here on the BIB Podcast Show. This week's episode 169 is brought to you by Techno 24/7 PC monitoring for both residential and business. If you got a computer problem, if your computer's feeling like I do this morning, then give Joe and his staff a call or get in touch with them over at Techno 24/7. That's with a K. And Russell, how you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing good. I'm sorry that Joe can't log into your sinuses and clear those things out and get you fixed up. But if you do have a computer problem, Techno, TechnoW247.com, they'll fix you up. So we'll just proceed today.
Unlike me, who has to go to a doctor, Joe can take care of your computer while you're sitting right in front of it.
That's right. That's right. You don't even have to go anywhere. He'll do it. There's an idea. Remote control doctor.
Oh, wow. If
we figure out how to do that. Wow.
That'd be great. I think it's called medication.
Yeah. We need to get you fixed up.
I'm drinking my hot tea. I usually am a coffee guy, but this morning I'm on the tea drinking mode. I'm in the tea drinking mode.
Ah, very good idea. Good idea.
Well, this morning we got a great show. We've actually got some really good questions, and we got a really good interview coming up, Russell, with a social media expert who's going to tell us all about this new rage called Pinterest. And I know we were talking about it before the show. We've both heard some things about it. We haven't really tapped into that yet, but it may be another opportunity to get more business back to your or more links and link juice and business back to your website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I don't know much about it. I've heard about it and actually got an invitation. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had my wife send me an invitation because I'd heard a lot about it, mm-hmm. and she was talking about it, and I thought, hey, what's this? Mm-hmm. So there's always something new and hot yep. on the internet, and I think it's worth investigating. And we've got somebody this morning that is like big time famous mm-hmm. where Pinterest is concerned. So I'm excited.
She's written a great book, and I actually had a chance. I downloaded it. Got the Kindle. She's got a Kindle version on Amazon. Had the chance to get it, and then been reading over it and learning some things. So I'm pretty excited about having her join us this morning. I guess what we'll do first, though, we've got some questions that we're going to try to handle before she comes on at the top of the hour, and we may be able to get to all of them before, but if not, we'll just push those what we can't to cover those next week on the show.
Right. Sounds like a great plan, or we can answer them online.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got lots of alternatives, and I don't know what's going on, but twice already I've had to hit my mute button for sneezing. I hope I'm not catching this thing over Skype. Skype doesn't transmit disease.
No, I think you're safe.
Okay.
I've got my cough button geared up and ready. Trigger finger's ready to go.
Good deal.
Let's see
what we got this morning then.
Well, our first question comes, and we won't mention the name on this one. They've asked us not to. So, but we will. I think it's a great question, and we'll just start out. I did want to definitely cover this question before, because it's really intriguing. He's got a niche. Let's see. I'll just read the question. It says, "Hello, just found your podcast a few weeks ago and really enjoy listening to it. I have a Facebook fan page of 10,000 plus fans and growing by at least 20 people per day. My page is basically a regional bulletin. Do you guys have any suggestions about ways to monetize? I've been thinking about starting an iframe website and putting it as a app tab on my page. What do you think? Of course, I did shoot him a follow-up reply to give us a little more detail about what his niche was, and his follow-up reply is the page is basically a buy and sell page that has spread across a region of Michigan. Our brand deals with the uniqueness of our region that not only appeals to residents but people in other areas of the U.S. Our page is basically just a bulletin board where people can post and respond. We act as moderators and interact with people using it, which seems to be the main reason our page is growing. This fact has been repeating numerous times, so I guess the niche, if I could classify it, would be the uniqueness of the region, which is very much different from the rest of Michigan. So, sounds like he's got a pretty cool little niche there that he's created on Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Strictly Facebook, not even a traditional website, just strictly on Facebook. So that's some pretty neat stuff. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what he talks about, creating an app, so that, and iframe is, just don't want to get too technical, but what he's talking about is making a web page. Mm-hmm. And then you, you make an iframe, which is like a picture frame, mm-hmm. that you look through one page to be able to see another page. Right. If you imagine taking a piece of paper, and that piece of paper is your website, mm-hmm. cut a hole in it, and you can look through it to see another website. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way that you have to do things on Facebook now.
Yeah.
To make it simple, mm-hmm. basically he's just talking about putting a web page there. Mm-hmm. On his site, and then over on the left side would be a tab, mm-hmm. where you, if somebody clicks on that, then they would see that. And I think that is a great idea, to be able to monetize. And I tell you what I would do rather than focus on selling directly from the site, mm-hmm. I would work on capturing names and emails, so that he can continue to market, mm-hmm. To his visitors time after time. Mm-hmm. That would just make sense to me,
yeah.
to be able to continue. And now he was talking about monetizing. He didn't say specifically how. I don't know if he has something to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could, I tell you, the first thing that comes to my mind is, since he's talking about something that has regional interest, mm-hmm. man, put together a book on yeah. the uniqueness of this region,
yeah.
and sell this book.
Mm-hmm.
He could go the route of affiliate products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there are already some books or other products that are related to the region.
Mm-hmm.
If he could get hooked up with some affiliate programs, maybe even Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I just see a lot of different
ways.
Yeah,
there's a lot of potential. I mean, there's a lot of different ways he could go. I like the book idea. I like the idea of creating an opt-in, definitely having a call to action on that, on that site, whether he's mm-hmm. using an iframe or is using a, if he were sending links over to a WordPress site or something like that, you know, definitely want to be getting, you know, getting signups, you know, and mm-hmm. so that you can build your email list. I think you've got right. a lot of potential there with, you say you're getting 20, new signups a day or 20 new fans a day onto your site. I think that's really good with about 10,000. So you could definitely use that. I tell you another thing that I mentioned that came to mind, Russell, is given the fact that it's a regional, the topic is about a certain region, maybe creating a WordPress site that you're, funneling to, or maybe, I don't know, if it's possible with the iframe setup, but using that to maybe sell local advertising to businesses in that region. If there is a uniqueness, maybe that's an opportunity to create some advertising locally. So,
oh yeah,
with the site.
That's
like
a great idea. Great idea. Yeah, yeah. I see a lot of possibilities with that amount of traffic, and growing so quickly. Especially, I like the interaction
absolutely
part of what he's doing. That's,
absolutely,
that is so neat, and that's what people I think are looking for these days. In fact, our guest later on, I think we'll probably end up talking about people interacting.
Yeah,
you know, that's what the internet is coming to. It's not just about information anymore. It's about people hooking up based on common likes and interests.
Yeah absolutely. So I mean, there's a lot of ways you could go. I love the fact that you're building a community, and that I think that's what's important. You know, that's what we try to do with the podcast show, and what we're doing is building a community of loyal fans that really are huge fans, very passionate about what you're talking about, and that want to just keep coming back time after time after time. And if you can do that, I also mentioned maybe creating a podcast about this region, that he could do a weekly podcast show similar to what we do.
Yeah.
And direct people from his Facebook over to the weekly podcast show. You know, link those up so that your weekly episode is posted on the Facebook page and people are getting signed up. And again, opportunities there to get with a specific restaurant there in that region that's very famous, that you could talk about their menu and really just create some buzz about that and make it a win-win for both that particular establishment and yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's I think he's really sitting on a gold mine there, to have that much traffic, that much interest, that much interaction. And really, all I can do is just take one of these ideas, implement it, see how it does, test, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'd certainly go for it, and see what I could make happen. I hope he'll let us know what he does, in fact, implement, and how it turns out. That would be an interesting study.
Absolutely, yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Well, I think, given the time, we may have to jump right into our interview, which is great. So we can, we may have to push.
That's fine with me. I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, our guest this morning, and we're real excited. Russell and I were just real excited to have her on, is Kim Garst. And Kim is a social media and personal branding strategist. She's the author of The Quick and Easy Guide to Branding Your Business and Creating Massive Sales with Pinterest. And I came across her book of the weekend because I've really wanted to get some additional information, kind of learn a little bit more, because I've been hearing about it. My wife, she's now on Pinterest, so I'm like, okay, I need to brush up on Pinterest. So I came across your book, and I go for the book that's got the most, the highest rating. And Kim's book had a 5-star with about 20 or 30 people rating that. So I'm like, it's just a no-brainer. So you downloaded that and had the opportunity to start reading that. But really good stuff. And Kim, I'm so glad to have you on with Russell and myself this morning on the show.
Well, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, great. Well, tell us a little bit, if you would, I guess before we get into the topic this morning, if you would just tell us, if you would share with us and our listeners a little bit about your background. I know I see just from your site, you are seen in Forbes as one of the top 50 social media power influencers. And looking at your Facebook contacts and everything like that, it's pretty evident. So you've certainly built a brand in the social media niche.
I certainly have. I've been very blessed. I started my first online business almost 20 years ago when my first child was born. And, 20 years ago, wow, a business on the internet was just beginning. And the resources and all of the things that are available to us now, personal coaching, et cetera, we just were not there.
Right.
And to say that I struggled would probably be an understatement of the year. But I finally found a niche and created my first seven-figure business right from my dining room table. So it's kind of an amazing story, actually. And about about a little more than a year ago, I decided to take my business in the social media direction, primarily because I was getting so many questions about it. I was using it very effectively for my business, and I saw a huge hole for people needing to know social media information. A lot of people to this day are doing social media incorrectly, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge need, I think, for knowledge around social media, and that's ultimately why I took this route and have had a lot of fun with it. It's amazing to meet people on a daily basis that you would never in the ordinary course of life run into.
Mm-hmm. Kim, I'm just so excited to be able to talk to you because, like we had talked about just briefly before we started, was I actually learned about Pinterest from my wife, of course I'm the family nerd and supposed to know all about this stuff, but you know she started on Pinterest and was really enjoying it, and so I got her to send me an invitation so I could find out what's going on, and I am still just super uninformed mm-hmm. even about how this thing works and why it is so popular, and your story is just fascinating, and now you've landed on this particular this niche, I guess you would call it, and if you don't mind, would you tell us a little bit about just what it is and how it works and how you got involved with it in such a way that you now have a great selling book on Amazon?
Okay. Well, let me give you I'm going to just basically try to explain it in terms that most people can identify with. You know, when we were children, a lot of us probably had cork boards in our rooms, or, mm-hmm. you know, when we went to college, we had the cork boards in our college dorms, and mm-hmm. that's essentially what it is. It's that concept anyway, of where you're pinning things that are important to you or that you have value, that has value to you mm-hmm. on a cork board, except it's virtual. It's kind of like an online upscale scrapbooking almost, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just a photo sharing website. And I think the reason that it is so popular is because ultimately I think this is the direction that social media is going in. Mm-hmm. I think people are visual and their time is very limited. They want to absorb information very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think graphics give them the opportunity to do that. And so I personally think that we're going to see an evolution more towards a graphic-based social media platform as it progresses, because social media is not going away. Mm-hmm. And no. And so I think that is one of the reasons it has taken off, skyrocketed in a very short amount of time.
You mentioned something that it just stands out because my wife is in the scrapbooking niche, and I think I'm sure a lot of scrapbookers, because they're more creative, they're visually oriented, that's probably a huge social media tool for them to use in that particular niche.
Absolutely. In fact, any business that's graphically based is rocking it on mm-hmm. on Pinterest. You know, people whose businesses are not as graphically based are going to have to be a little bit more creative and come up with, you mm-hmm. know, graphics that represent their niche.
Right.
But, you know, the wedding industry, cooking, different cooking types of, you know, whether it's a cooking magazine or, you know, if it's home decor, lifestyle. All of clothing is mm-hmm. huge on Pinterest. So mm-hmm. anything that is already graphically based is just like, I mean, mm-hmm. I'll just give you some quick stats. Martha Stewart Weddings and MarthaStewart.com, a couple others, Cooking Lights website is like Cooking Lights saying that they're getting up to 6,000 more. Their traffic has jumped 6,000%.
Oh, wow. I mean,
that is stunning. Martha Stewart and Martha Stewart Weddings is claiming that they're getting more traffic off of Pinterest than Facebook and Twitter combined. I have seen a huge jump in my own traffic. So it is an incredible traffic source. And, you know, ultimately that's the goal, generating traffic to create massive sales.
Mm-hmm. So when you say creating traffic, I'm assuming that the way the layout is for Pinterest is that you have this huge, like you said, corkboard, but it's online, and each one of these photos, are these linking back to a primary site? Is that how that works, bringing traffic?
Yes, you can link every graphic back to your website, mm-hmm. or any website for that matter. So if you're on Martha Stewart, for example, and you see a graphic that you want to pin on one of your boards, it will automatically pin it and give credit to the Martha Stewart website if you're using like a pinning extension or something like that on your browser. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a neat way. Not only, and a lot of people are sharing that versus them having to generate the traffic themselves, which is the viral part of it.
Right.
So it is an amazing thing that is evolving just very rapidly. It's kind of stunning to me to watch, you know, because I you would ask, you know, when I first became exposed to it, and literally probably 2 months ago, if that.
Wow.
I saw the value of it immediately, and there was no information on it at the time. Again, this goes back to, you know, me seeing things and knowing that people need information on it, which mm-hmm. is why I wrote the book.
Yeah, you talk in the book you're talking about. I was reading that Pinterest has grown, and I'm not sure the date on this, but at the time of this writing, 4,000% and receives 11 million visitors a week.
And it's amazing. I mean, that is pretty stunning.
Yeah, that is huge. I mean, that's amazing. And for e-commerce, I'm thinking, you know, people that have run e-commerce sites. This is certainly a great way to put a lot of your pro. I mean, is that okay to do something like that? I mean, if you're running an e-commerce business where you're actually selling physical products online, you know, posting the pictures of those products and things like that, is that okay to do within that niche?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, if you go check out, you know, some of these major brands, that's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making sometimes they'll have catalogs of their products. Sometimes they'll have, you know, themed looks. You know, it's basically the imagination is the limit. I mean, you know, and you can actually generate a lot of great ideas from looking at other people's boards and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't limit yourself to just your things that you can come up with, because sometimes other people have some great ideas that you can just, you know, grab onto.
Absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. I mean,
that's just fascinating, because I can imagine, when I look at it just from a visual standpoint, I imagine me having a pin board and then other people being able to look at that, and I can look at other people's. I can see where if I found somebody that I was interested in, I would want to take a look at it, you know, quite regularly. Mm-hmm. Is that the basic idea? I didn't even know that it was, mostly graphics oriented. So,
yes.
If I wanted to do that, I mean, am I on the right track here with looking at my cork boards and sharing that, and everybody looking at mine and me being able to look at theirs as well?
Yes, that is correct. And the other neat thing, too, is the name of your board is very important. So, mm-hmm. and when I say the name of your board, say, for example, you're in a specific niche. Name your boards things that, you know, that people search for in the search engines, because Pinterest board names are showing up in the Google search engine. So, you know, say for example, you know, you might do a how-to board, for example. Like, you might have a blog. This is another great tip. I've got so many. Goodness, my brain's running faster than my mouth this morning. But all your blog content, if you have a blog, all of your blog content, you should link the graphic from your website to a board on Pinterest.
Perfect.
Because that will, you know, make sure your graphic has something to do with your the content of the blog post. Mm-hmm. You know, don't make it something obscure, but you know, make sure that your graphic on your blog post actually, you know, depicts what's in your content. Pin it to a board, and you know, say for example, you have a series of how-to articles on your website or your blog site. Mm-hmm. Make a how-to. You know, whatever your niche is, how mm-hmm. to, you know, I'm how to travel cheaply, or you know, anything like that, because that term, how to travel cheaply, is searched for a ton. So when people start looking and type that into Google, for example, your Pinterest board is going to pop up, mm-hmm. and then that's going to lead them back to content on your webpage.
That's perfect.
Wow, this is classic. Keyword marketing, mm-hmm. but using something that is growing at a phenomenal rate. I can't imagine why any marketer wouldn't want to use this to create more traffic. And in fact, I do some consulting for brick and mortar businesses as well. And I'm talking to a lady today that has an upscale clothing store, mm-hmm. and gee whiz, just the potential for that type of business, just showing cute clothes. You know, I can see where women would love to be able to check that out on a regular basis. I'll do a cheap shot here and say, what do I need to tell this lady?
Well, one, she needs to definitely be on Pinterest and start sharing photos of her, you know, things that are on her website for purposes of driving traffic. And I'll make one other quick, it's kind of circling back to what we were just talking about. But the neat thing about graphics and the SEO value of, you know, Pinterest is that you're selling without selling. Mm-hmm. And that's very important in today's mindset, right. Online marketplace.
Right.
Because people don't like to be sold, and they're savvy now. And you know, what worked 15 years ago is not going to work today. People are, you know, much more interested in, you know, connecting with real people. So again, you know, you have an opportunity to present a visual of your business. They're coming to your website, or they're checking out your board, or whatever the case may be, and they're all doing it voluntarily.
Absolutely.
And
like the old saying, a picture's often worth 1,000 words if you have the right type of photo.
Absolutely. It is just really I don't know. I just can't stress how important I think the value of Pinterest is to a lot of businesses. It's not for every business, but I think for a lot of businesses, it has huge, huge implications.
Well, this is perfect because right before you came on, we generally take at the beginning of our show, we'll take listener questions. And one of our listeners sent us a question this week that this Pinterest would be perfect for, because he had a niche that was based on a regional, a kind of a unique region in Michigan that he had built up a really huge following on his Facebook fan page. And I think the Pinterest would be perfect for him as well, because your niche is a certain region. So you get out there and start taking photos of that particular region and direct them back to a site.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm like you. My mind is spinning with with ideas, Kim, about how this could be used. And I'm thinking really not just in terms of marketing, but just the social aspect of this. How you can share ideas and all kinds of stuff to you could get the word out, you know, about almost anything with this. And I'm a graphics oriented guy anyway.
Yeah.
I like the kindergarten method of stuff. I like to be able to draw it on a McDonald's bag with a crayon.
Same here.
Now, how does Google, you know, I know Google's big in on the social media. And I would say that I guess Pinterest is probably, if you have a Pinterest site, it's probably going to do pretty well with the in the search rankings.
It really does. Like I was saying before, it ties back to the keywords that you're using when you name your boards.
Sure.
So, you know, if you name it like a couple of examples, you know, how to travel cheaply or, you know, Pinterest tips, that's a big one. You know, that's one of the names that I have. I think one of my board names, and I've noticed it's come up several times when I've been, you know, searching for things around Pinterest. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, I think you just be creative and do a little research on, in fact, go to Google when you're doing your own research, go to Google, type in some keywords around your niche and see what pops up as it relates to Pinterest. I mean, you'll see, and you may come up with some great board names, you know, just doing something simple like that.
Now, are each one of the images, are you able to keyword tag those, or is it more or less your keyword is focused on the actual board itself or the page itself? Are each one of those images, are you able to, include a keyword in with those, or how does that work?
That is actually an excellent question, and one that so many people are missing. So I'm glad you asked this question. On Pinterest, you can basically just like Twitter, use a hashtag, and the hashtag is basically the pound symbol on your keyboard.
Right.
Just for those who don't know what a hashtag is, and basically you would type the hashtag and your keywords, and you could do a couple. I wouldn't go do more than three or four with in the description part of the graphic, because when you do that, that is how people, when people are searching for things on Pinterest, those keywords will, of course, your graphic will pop up under those keywords because they've been hashtagged. So a lot of people are not using the hashtags and are missing a big opportunity. So I'm glad you asked that question.
That's an excellent thing to know. And something else that I was curious about, which is a kind of a technical question. I noticed on my Pinterest page that there are, there's an area for recent activity. And it shows that there are some people following my pins. And I know these people. How did they know that I was on Pinterest? Was it through Facebook? Did I log in through Facebook maybe? And my Facebook friends are finding my Pinterest site? How does that work?
Well, actually, that's another great question. On Pinterest, if you are looking to find followers, you know, there's a section under your profile where you can find followers to connect to. And it will pull up all of your Facebook friends. So you can follow all of your Facebook friends in one fell swoop just by clicking follow all. And so that's how a lot of people are connecting with you. It's not necessarily that they're seeing you on Facebook that you're on Pinterest. It's more about Pinterest showing that, you know, okay, here's all your Facebook friends, follow them. Let me clarify that. All your Facebook friends that are on Pinterest.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I tell you, it's crazy how all of these social sites are becoming interconnected, and how you can connect with people in so many crazy ways.
Yeah.
So would you recommend following a lot of people, or try to get them to follow you? What's the strategy?
Well, personally, I for the most part, I follow people who follow me unless their content is objectionable to me.
Okay.
You know, if they have something that is, you know, against my morals or whatever, you know, I that's primarily the only reason I wouldn't follow someone. And because my thinking around that is the more people that you follow and that follow you, the more exposure ultimately you have to the pins that you pin and repin, that kind of thing. So for the most part, and, you know, depending on how you've chosen your Facebook friends, you know, if you've been selective, for example, and, you know the people, or you have relationships or business relationships, or they're friends or family, or, you know, you go to church with them, whatever the case is, then obviously you could follow all on your Facebook and probably be pretty safe doing so without going to their walls and checking their content.
Right.
So it would, you know, it's basically dependent on what your situation is. And but for the most part, I haven't really seen that much objectionable content yet on Pinterest. I'm sure that it's coming, or maybe they're doing a very good job of manning it. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, that's the sad sad part of the internet. There's always somebody scuzzy out there that wants to mess stuff up, but that's a whole nother story. That's for sure. So are there any ways to like group the boards that you're following? I know that on you know, some of the, like in Google Plus, you can you know, put different people in different groups. You can have your personal contacts in one area and your business contacts in another. You kind of segregate people according to how you know them. Is there any way to do that in Pinterest currently, or do you think that might come? If not, or is it just everybody seeing everybody's board?
It's currently not an option. You know, you can't segment individual followers on Pinterest into, you know, categories, which would be lovely. That's one of the reasons that Google Plus took off so quickly. And and now even, you know, I mean, Facebook has always allowed us to make lists. And, of course, Twitter allows us to make lists. And they're very beneficial, obviously.
Right.
Especially for me on Twitter, it's a huge, huge thing, an incredible value. But on Pinterest right now, they don't have that system in place. Ultimately, I'm not sure that they will go to that length, but it would be nice. Now, with that said, you could segment your friends' posts, or I'm sorry, not posts, segment their graphics or their pins into categories within your within your boards. You know, if you like, you know, if you go to one of your friends' boards and you like, you know, everything on that board, you could pin it to a category or a board in your, a themed board in your, on your own account. So that would be one way, but that would be very time consuming. And I'm not sure that that would be very beneficial, honestly, but it's a way around it. It's a,
yeah, I can see that. Or I could see that maybe, well, you could have more than one account, couldn't you, for different areas? Maybe one for your, I don't know, maybe your personal your hobbies or whatever, and then another one maybe for business or whatever. would that work?
Actually, there are people who have a business account and a personal account, and you can absolutely do that.
I love the idea in your book. I'm reading. I'm on a certain section where you say you can even ask your customers to promote your business by having them pin your product pages and other landing pages to their boards. I think that's a great idea because especially if you run like a promotion or something, like you say in the book, offer a prize to the fan that has the most pins related to your business.
And I'm actually doing that today. In fact, I've got a Pin It to Win It contest going. And part of my, in fact, my inner circle is doing, we're doing this as a group today, you know, supporting each other and trying to, you know, get the word out around our contest. So it's kind of been a big thing this morning. Everybody's got their contests running.
Oh,
but that's very effective. It's very effective because people love to win things.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're willing to, I mean, what takes, you know, one click to repin something on the chance that, you know, they're going to actually win.
Pin it to win it. I love that. I love that. That's a great idea. I tell you, you've got my mind swirling this morning. I'm going to have to go outside and scream or something.
I've converted another man to Pinterest.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, we're slowly coming over.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned that, you know, it's funny when you say another man coming over to Pinterest. Obviously, this is something that has at least to this point, been mostly women oriented. Do you by chance have any of the demographics? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean that I learned from my wife, for example, and when I look at the people that seem to be active on it, most of the people that are active are ladies, and that just fascinates me.
It is huge. It is. I hate to say that I don't know the numbers exactly, but it's predominantly right now women users. I mean, I would say. I mean, I think I actually have the stats in my book, but I'm not exactly sure if they've been updated or if they're the most recent. But it is fairly rapidly changing to where a lot of men are beginning to see the value in it, not so much from this, not from the same perspective that in fact, I just did a Google search and I found out here, this is a great gender breakdown: 68% women, 31% men.
Wow.
So, you know, 30, those are rough numbers, but obviously there are a lot more women. But women took to the site initially because it was a great share format for them. And not only and for the most part, it didn't revolve around business at all. It was all about, you know, things, home decor and, you know, clothing and shoes and, you know, things that are of interest to women. And then when when the marketplace, just like Facebook and Twitter, and you know, every time somebody sees the marketing value, that of course, and in all honesty, when that happened, that's when Pinterest exploded. Because you know that is when you know everybody started to talk about it, and you know I bought this, or you know I saw this on Pinterest. It has really, of course, in my opinion, driven the growth of Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I, and now that the word is getting out even further, you know, it's going to continue, and I'm seeing a lot more men come on board. Not from the same they're not coming from the same place a woman's coming from.
Right.
But still, they're interested and they see the value in it.
Sure.
And take your time or when you go, because even the men are getting sucked in.
How about that? Well, I hope we don't ruin it by commercializing it too much.
Correct. And that's the other neat thing is I mean, granted, you're always going to have a lot of some commercialization of any social media platform. But the neat part that I think will prevent it from becoming very commercial is the fact that it's graphic based.
Sure.
And, you know, if you don't respond to the graphic, then moving on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it is really kind of, and from a marketing standpoint, it means your graphics need to pop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I would say photographers are really huge into this.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Bridal shops. I mean, just some incredible stories.
Yeah.
You know, even businesses that probably didn't have a huge business when they started on Pinterest have just skyrocketed.
Wow.
Yeah, you mentioned in your book, like, do-it-yourself people that have that maybe have a do-it-yourself site or something like that. That's a perfect way to send a traffic back to a specific, maybe they have a video on their site that has a do-it-yourself video, but they could pin up a photo of that.
Correct.
So.
And let me just share a few stats because I found this interesting. I found just now I did it when you asked about the gender breakdown. I found a really great infographic and I think it's kind of important from a marketing standpoint. 28.1% of the users on Pinterest have annual household incomes in excess of $100,000.
Wow.
That's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
Average time spent on the site right now is roughly anywhere from, depending on where they're coming from, but approximately 20 minutes. There's obviously some huge brands on that are doing very well. Nordstrom, Whole Foods, Mashable. ModCloth is a clothing store that is doing phenomenally well. Phenomenally well.
Wow.
You know, so those are just a couple of things that I think are interesting and probably would be interesting to the people who are listening.
Yeah.
The age demographics are, you know, the highest demographic is age bracket 25 to 34, but it the median range for across the board is 18 to 44.
Interesting.
That makes sense to me. I could kind of see that that the younger people probably were gravitating toward this pretty early on, but I'd say over time it's probably going to trickle down to that older range too.
Well, it seems like the young adults are that's the primary demographic, especially when you look at the income. That's fascinating.
Is pretty fascinating.
Very much so.
Well, Kim, this has been fascinating. And I really encourage everyone out there, if you're getting started or if you haven't started with Pinterest, that you certainly get a copy of Kim's book. Now, available on the Kindle version?
Yes, it is. This is actually my first book, so the learning curve on publishing a book is quite substantial. So ultimately, I just decided to, in the interest of getting it out there as quickly as I could, we just did the Kindle version.
Yeah.
For people who, a lot of people are misinformed when it comes to having a Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, you can actually download the Kindle app onto your PC.
Absolutely.
You can put it on your phone. You don't have to have a Kindle to purchase a Kindle book.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I just wanted to throw that out there because I know I've gotten that question quite a bit. People who've wanted to buy the book and they're like, "Oh, I don't have a Kindle." Well, you really don't have one in order to buy a Kindle book.
Right. And I would remind everybody that if they do want to find out about it, that you can go to kimgarst.com. That's KIMGARST.com and find out all kinds of neat stuff, and there's a spot right there where you can grab a copy of Kim's new book, The Quick and Easy Guide to Branding Your Business and Creating Massive Sales with Pinterest. And as soon as we're done here, I'm going to grab one for myself.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Can't let this pass me by. This is great.
And Kim, you have a ton of other, I'm just checking out your site, you've got a ton of other content on your website too at kimgarst.com, and I would encourage everyone to check out a lot of the other articles on branding, social media, what's the best way, I guess the best way people can get a hold of you if they have questions, just to contact you through your website?
Correct. I do have a contact button on my website, and just fill that out and I'll be happy to get back to you.
Okay.
Excellent. Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I have learned so much and can't wait to learn even more when I grab your book. And I hope everybody else will too. This is fascinating. And we certainly want to keep in touch with you and your progress and your success as you, I'm sure, continue to publish more books and really, really hammer this Pinterest and social media thing. We really appreciate it.
And I really appreciate you guys too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, we'd love to have you on again sometime. It's been an honor to have you with us, and we certainly appreciate that.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
All right. You too, Kim. Thank you. All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a super interview. I'm glad that we could have her on this morning, Russell. I think hopefully people that are listening will grab a copy of her book. I think it's like $4 on Amazon. Oh, so it's
can't go wrong.
No, it's just a quick read.
Yeah, and this is a really hot item, and she really knows her stuff about this thing. So I can't wait to dig in, and yeah, I hope everybody will take a look at this. Yep. I see so many possibilities, such great potential with SEO and traffic, but like I told her, hope the commercialization doesn't ruin it. I don't think it will, but nevertheless, I mean, we're about internet business, and this is a great resource. So and even if you don't use it for business, man, what a great site.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show, I didn't realize the just the true potential. You know, I had a foggy idea of what Pinterest was, but then after started reading her book and then after the interview, the wheels start turning and you can start to realize, hey, this can work. I mean, just that simple idea of taking a picture and linking that to one of your blog posts, you know, for that week.
Right.
And that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so just so much potential. So everybody, be sure to stay tuned, because I'm sure there will be more on this. We'll have some information on VIBpodcast.com mm-hmm. About this, as well as beginnerinternetbusiness.com. Follow us over on Facebook, too. Mm-hmm. You'll learn all kinds of neat things. And we learn stuff all the time, too. And whatever we learn, we'll share. We don't know it all, but if we don't know it, we'll try to find it for you.
We sure
whatever
do.
We learn, we'll share that with you.
Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to us as we kind of battle through our coop today.
Yeah.
Russell, hope you get to feeling better.
Oh, yeah. We'll be fine. Hope you get feeling better, too, Jonathan. And look forward to seeing everybody here next week.
Have a great week, everyone.